Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code NATS, and take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Who is the best pitcher in the National starting rotation? Hint, it might not be who you think. I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. Today's episode is streaming on 102.9 The Game. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about who is the best pitcher for the Nationals at, what is this, around the midway point of the season? Is it Josiah Gray? Of course, we know he missed time to injury. Is it Mackenzie Gore? Is it Mitchell Parker? Well, I'm going to just let you know, it is Jake Irvin. And I don't think that many people had him sketched out as being one of the best pitchers on the rotation, but it's true. While Josiah Gray was given the opening day assignment due to his impressive 2023 campaign, the hype surrounding Mackenzie Gore was fueled by his stellar reputation and occasional dominant performance. Surprisingly, the most poised to break out among them is Jake Irvin, who truly showcased his potential this spring. And we saw glimpses of greatness from Jake Irvin last season. I guess I never thought he was the best pitcher back then, and maybe he wasn't back then, but this season, well, the stats don't lie, he has been most impressive. So let's fast forward to present day, and Irvin seems to have emerged as the standout pitcher on the staff. His exceptional performance in yesterday's game against the Rays solidified that opinion. Over six outstanding innings, he allowed just one hit, demonstrating remarkable composure on the mound. And Jake Irvin is one of the guys that lives with a low pulse rate, kind of like a Mitchell Parker. He doesn't let things rattle him too easy. And ultimately, in a lot, just like in a lot of different sports, I cover hockey as well. Goalies that don't get phased that easy always play the best. The same goes true for a lot of different professional sports where, you know, the spotlight is aimed squarely at you. So as a pitcher, if you can keep your head in the game, even when things aren't maybe always going so great around you, I think you will do great things. Despite an early, albeit unlucky, home run surrendered, he held Tampa Bay hitless for the remainder of the game. And that's what I'm talking about. So he faced some early adversity. He found a way to overcome. Irvin's impact hasn't gone unnoticed by his teammates and the coaching staff. Catcher K-Bert Ruiz praised his contributions, emphasizing his importance to the team's success. Manager Davey Martinez highlighted Irvin's growth and willingness to learn, acknowledging his steady improvement throughout the season. Irvin's consistency has been tremendous and has been a tremendous asset for the Nats, as he has consistently kept the team in the game in the majority of his 17 starts this season, allowing two or fewer earned runs over six or more innings pitched in 11 of them. So it's one of the things that, you know, like I say, I don't think that a lot of people had him sketched out as being one of the best starters or you know, who many people thought it was going to be Josiah Gray, just based on, you know, him being all-star last year, those kind of things. So for Jake Irvin to be that cream of the crop that rises to the top, that is most impressive. All right, so coming up here after the break, I will continue to talk about the great performance of Jake Irvin and, well, the Nationals in general. I'll discuss next. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friend at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here, the boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. So, get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network, talking about Jake Irvin and the Nationals and how well they've been playing. You know, and let's reflect here on his performance here for a moment. Irvin emphasized his focus on keeping the team competitive and putting them in a position to win. Despite the lone home run and a few walks, he admirably prevented the Rays from capitalizing on any scoring opportunity, showcasing his resilience and ability to command the game. The game saw an early spark from the Nationals shortstop CJ Abrams, who overcame a minor injury concern to make a significant impact. He opened the game with a powerful home run, marking his 13th of the season and his third leadoff homer. However, despite multiple opportunities to score throughout the game, the Nationals struggled to capitalize on runners in scoring position until a dramatic turnaround later in the inning. In the end, the Nats unleashed an explosive offensive surge, turning a tense game into an 8-1 victory. You want to talk about decisive? Well, that's a decisive win. The team's resilience and ability to capitalize on opportunities late in the game served as a testament to their determination and skill. So the Nationals knocking it out of the park. You know, we have James Wood joining this team on Monday. There's a lot to be excited about. Dylan Cruz, perhaps at some point. I think that this Nationals team could surprise a lot of people. I know it's in shooting distance or within eyesight of a wild card spot. Can they do something crazy and make it into a wild card spot to end the season? I know that there is a lot of baseball left to be played. I get that. But as of right now, cautiously optimistic is what I'm going to say. I think this team is trending in the right direction. If they can continue to get great pitching performances from their starting rotation and the bullpen can hold it down and not blow it, I think the Nats are in a good position. So let me know your thoughts on Twitter at DanCaps218 or at DanCaps218 or at TalkNats, and let me know where you think you see the Nats finishing this season. Do you think they're going to be able to sneak into a wild card spot? Is this fool's gold? Is this a mirage? Are they going to fold like a deck of cards? Or will the Nationals be that much better with James Wood or potentially Dylan Cruz at some point? It's an exciting thing to think about. All right, listen, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.